Hey, Regen. My name is Jeremy. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from selfishness, avoidance, and a lack of patience. Hey, guys. I started my journey with Christ at a young age through participation in the Catholic Church. I regularly attended Mass with my family and even served as an altar boy for many years. However, it wasn't until I began pursuing my amazing wife in 2013 that I truly began to understand the plans that God has for all of us. I had never been a part of biblical community before. I thought that attending church, doing good deeds, and sometimes asking God to fix or prevent issues in my life was good enough. Living this way left me empty and craving the comforts of this broken world to satisfy my needs. I would regularly dive headfirst into things to avoid dealing with any discomfort or responsibilities that I did not want to address. This avoidance took the form of watching TV, consuming food or alcohol, playing video games, or overworking. Running from things I didn't want to do left me feeling empty, shameful, and guilty. I would consistently make decisions for the now with complete disregard for the consequences. Just one more drink, one more game, one more hour of work. I was fixing my eyes on my own comfort and desires, ignoring God's plans and the needs of others around me. This behavior continued through dating, marriage, having kids, and even joining a community group. I would regularly cope with the stressors of life by staying up late playing video games and drinking. This would lead me to being exhausted and impatient the next morning and cause me to slack on responsibilities. I wasn't pulling my weight in the family when these times happened, and as you can imagine, it impacted my marriage and my time with my kids. I was prioritizing instant gratification and escape instead of the important task that God has given me of being a spiritual leader for my family and leading them well. I felt like I was destined for a life of white knuckling until inevitably falling to my sin struggles. It really came to a head during the newborn phase of our second child. My unhealthy coping and impatience reached an all-time high. I wasn't taking care of myself, my marriage, or my relationship with God. I knew in my heart that I wasn't being the husband and father that I promised myself I would be. I was so lost in the rinse and repeat cycle, completely missing the man that God wanted me to be. In his loving kindness, God was continuously giving me ways out, but I was just too stuck to even notice. After yet again having let down my family and confessing to community that I had decided that my way was better than God's, the topic of regeneration came up. At the time, I didn't think I needed regen. I was so wrong. God gracefully met me in my stubbornness, and he continued to use my wife and community to speak truth to me and the idea that I needed more than myself to get out of the cycle that I was in. After finally being fed up with creating and making my own issues worse and countless times of disappointing the people who truly cared about me, I decided to walk into these doors on a Monday night in the fall of 2022. It was shocking how open and honest everyone was being with their battles against sin. As I watched the testimony being shared after the message, I remember thinking, there is no way I would ever be open with my struggles. So much for that. As I sat with the other men in the first night circle, it was clear that all of us had failed to fight this battle alone. The great news that the leaders shared with us was that we didn't have to do it alone anymore. God was patiently and eagerly waiting for us to ask him for help. All we needed to do was trust him. I'm sure I had been told that before somewhere along my faith journey, but something about hearing it that night really resonated with me. I came through those doors skeptical and shameful, but left after that first night feeling optimistic that these sins did not have to define me like they had previously. Don't get me wrong. I continued to fall short and gave in to temptations as I worked through groundwork and even into the steps. But I was quick to confess in the circles on Monday nights, and after each confession, I felt at peace because I knew that I had faithful men praying for me and petitioning God on my behalf. As it says in James 5:16, therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Step one, admit. Reinforce the feeling that brought me to regen, that I was powerless over my brokenness and the temptation of sin. Now knowing and accepting this led me to share my 2% early in the steps, and the freedom that came from that felt like I was finally able to take a load off and breathe for the first time in a long time. Walking through step four inventory, God showed me that the common theme between my struggles was consistently seeking personal comfort over his design and desires for me. This gave me something to consistently pray about and finally pin down the root cause of my sin struggles. My amazing leaders continually reminded me that I am not defined by that list of sins. Jesus already paid for all of them. I was able to move forward, free from the guilt and shame that had caused me to isolate and remain stuck. My mentor recommended that I read John Elmore's Freedom Starts Today, which further drove home the idea that I needed to fully surrender this struggle to God daily. Step eight, forgiveness, might have been the most impactful step on my journey. I was completely unaware of how often I thought I had forgiven others, but instead kept a record of their transgressions. This record was weighing me down, and God used this step to reinforce that Jesus didn't just die to forgive my sins, but for everyone's. Ephesians 4:31-32 says, "Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. God forgave me for all of my trespasses, so what right did I have to hold grudges?" After commencing from regen, I am significantly closer to God than I was before. He continues to use my community and Monday nights to pull me closer and is molding me into the man that he wants me to be. I am so grateful that he led me to be a leader of a step group and walk with men as they get to experience the freedom and change that I was able to. The temptation of sin is still there, but I can face it because I know that God is there to be my guide and pick me up if I falter. I'm so thankful that God used my wife and community to point me to regen. It truly has been a life-saving change of direction. God has taught me to be quick to confess and even faster to forgive. And that was facilitated by jumping all into the process of regeneration. I know that I still have plenty of hard work ahead, but I do not feel intimidated by it because of my renewed trust in Jesus as the answer to all of my problems. Instead of running to worldly comforts for instant gratification, I can ask God to give me the wisdom and means to face the issues that pop up. A constant reminder of this is Proverbs 3:5-6. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight." I'm extremely grateful to everyone that I have met during my walk through regeneration. I know that I would not be where I am today without them continuously pointing me back to Jesus. If it is your first night here, welcome. I'm so thankful that God has moved in your life and brought you here. You are in the right place, even if you think you aren't. Trust the process, and more importantly, trust God. He has amazing plans for all of us. He loves you and desperately wants to help. All you need to do is listen to him. My name is Jeremy. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from selfishness, avoidance, and a lack of patience. And to God be all the glory.